to all of Europe. Rav, I spoke in the morning lesson about the importance of the Congress in Europe. I wanted to add, it's not just a European Congress, it's the World Congress. This world is in shattering, and the world doesn't know what direction to go. That is why today, in Europe, as much as we make more and more connections between us, between our different parts that cannot be in contact, through our efforts in contact, we will bring a new spirit to Europe. And if we will do it, we will advance. We will advance, first of all, us, and we will also draw them afterwards. That is why I try to pass to you this importance. It's not just connection in Europe or saving Europe. It's us, Bnei Baruch. This is the action we need to make towards the entire world. Europe is like a small world today. Tomorrow, the world will be the same as Europe. So, we need to enter this Congress with our spirits. And in Europe, we are able to see how our small, seemingly small forces, but upper forces, act and make everything happen. Like a sheep of, like a herd of sheep, just going and one person leading the way. This is how. We just need to unite. This force is not meant to grow. This quantity is in the quantity we are able to unite and connect, and through this force we are able to lead all of Europe to correction. And after Europe, we know, if Europe has the right spirits of unity, it will spread around the world. That is why this Congress is not a European Congress. It's a world Congress, and everyone needs to join. Everyone needs to come to this Congress. I spoke with Judith, and she said that during this lesson, many, many people started to register. That is why I ask each and every one, let's awaken our friends in Europe to come to this Congress physically. I'm speaking of Europeans, friends in Europe. So we will strengthen this connection, and we will save the world from this agony. We will lead away through the light and not through the darkness. So for us, it's a very special work. It's a very important and spiritual mission. And I'm telling you seriously, if you wish to attain corrections, you have now truly a work to awaken all the Europeans to come and connect in this Congress. It won't be just a European Congress, but a world Congress. So let's just wish us all luck and l'chaim.
רב, רציתי לשאול כזאת שאלה.
רב, I wanted to ask a question. I don't remember myself since I am in this path. I don't remember a week where I was able to... It's not just me, it's all the friends. Everyone we speak, we can't remember a week where we went through so many different internal states. And gradually, yesterday we spoke, friends, after the meal. Gradually, this week, we see how it's just you and the Creator. This is reality, nothing except that. What is this thing called perception of reality? It just shakes up all the vessels and there's a feeling that from here we can enter. Rav, perception of reality is all our reality. Where am I? Where am I connected? How do I feel the world? It's not perception of reality. It's just knowing reality. Knowing the world, that this is me, this is them, and this is everything. If not for perception of reality, we would go back to the same point of ours, the starting point, that doesn't feel anything. And all of a sudden, it feels itself in the center of this sphere, this ball, and from this center, it's watching, observing this ball, and sees the world. And for now, this world is like some kind of onion that the worm is in. We see it, but the Kabbalists tell us, you can expand more, meaning all of the science and culture and education and your development in all directions. Eventually, you see that you are stuck in this onion, the ring of the onion. And this is called a crisis. And how to exit to this wide world. This is what we learn now. So perception of reality that we learn, it draws us to the outer rings of this ball, this sphere. And I truly hope that we constantly try to poke this shell, this ring, more and more. You saw in different movies how, let's say, a chicken's offspring cracking this egg, how they try to poke this egg from the inside. This is what we're doing now. And I truly hope that we will have a strong enough beak and the shell, even though it must be a shelter, a guard for growing. But our force will be above the resistance of this shell, and we will break through. This is what we do each and every lesson. And already we see, you know, I'm very hesitant. I fear that I'm breaking through too fast, but it's not right. I thought a lot about what to do with this degree, with this entering to spirituality, and I saw that we finished all the preparations. And that is why we need to begin this period, this stage. So now we are in a state that we are breaking through this shell. Here it's very important if we do it together. That all our shatterings of this shell would not be in different directions, but they will be truly to one spot, together. And I truly hope that this is how it will happen. And then it all depends on us. From this week that we begun and on, it all depends on us. And I really hope that we all understand this important stage. To tell you the truth, this stage is the most important stage because it's a new life. From now on, it's developing life, but now we are speaking of developing life itself that we need to go through. And we will take care of it all. We need to organize ourselves to a new reality that we are in every single thing we learn in the morning lesson. And whoever is able to come to the evening lessons, we must do it. I'm giving you an example. And you will see. Whoever is able must join.
That,
and towards the congresses, towards everything we go through, we need to see them as stepping stones on our path. This is how we hope that from Saturday to Saturday, we are celebrating now the first week of perception of reality, and just see how it changes us. See how we talk about it, how we think about it. The subject just twists us and does something to us. I'm very pleased that this is the case, and I hope this will continue more and more. Even the Congress, the coming Congress, and more Congresses,
they
will all be in this direction. All the world groups will come and join this direction. I receive emails and messages. I am pleased by their work. It's not that I mean it like small children that are far away, but truly, together with us in the same level, and I'm very proud that they are in this good level, at least as good as us. So just more connection in the 10. For now it's in the 10s, each and every one. And we will feel until this 10 will become a full Havaya that the Creator fills, and there's no limitations in front of us. Everything is open. L'chaim bnei Baruch. From Georgia, there's a question, what will be the subject of the Congress? I don't know. Until the Congress in Georgia, we have a month. It's very close to the European Congress. But it's a very special Congress. All of Georgia is different. You will feel how it's different. What will be in the Congress in Georgia? I see it as a beautiful Congress. First of all, as much as I can hear, everyone wants to go to Tbilisi, everyone wants to go. There's a line, a waiting line. I don't know if we will have room for everyone. And more than that, it's good. It's a very warm place and people, friendly. It's not separated to different sections like Europe. It's something different. Nothing to compare. I want to say, there's nothing to be jealous, because Europe, through being divided, can come to great achievements if they receive themselves as special. To Georgia, they have less of an opportunity. But nonetheless, we will come and we will renew everything. It's a very beautiful place, a very friendly place. After we go to Lita, Latvia, it's very cold, Baltic. It's interesting. When I make this round trip around the world during the year in different places, it leaves me with an impression which is mind-blowing. It's really... It's dizzy. I feel dizzy because... Really, just... Well done. L'chaim le'boruch.